Good morning and good afternoon, everyone. Today, Martin and I are just in the foxhole. We're here to tout our own show. I'm going to take a few minutes and say some things that each of us want to say about our project here, the Secular Foxhole. I think, speaking for myself, and hopefully Martin agrees, that our show offers unique guests and ideas, and that they are relevant to what's happening today all around us. And we are happy to do it, and it's a lot of fun, especially talking to guests and so on, who are very unique and wonderful people. And but I want to shout out to, go ahead.
Yeah, to shout out to Kevin Osborne, right?
Sure. Yeah, let's do that. You want to kick that off, yeah. Kevin or Martin?
Yeah, we have him on his mind. So he has been a guest and also a donor. And you will come back with your train of thought here, Blair. But sure. I put that in the ending of our show notes. So I will do some experts. We have got permission to read it out.
Yes.
And he says here, Kevin is writing the following. Hi, Blair and Martin. Yes, Blair. I thoroughly got to kick out episode 46, which I finally got to this evening. And thank you both for the show notes for my episode 42. It's great that you guys do with what you do with them, and the wonderful exposure to give your guests. To me, the contribution I sent was a mere pittance considering the value you gave me.
That's great.
Yeah, and I wouldn't use that word pittance, but maybe you have the correct meaning of it. But again, thanks, Kevin. And he continues, by that I mean the wonderful exposure, the ongoing exposure through the show notes, and of course the sheer enjoyment of being on with you too. Yes, what I sent you was nothing by contrast. And I'm not sure that I agree with that. But again, it's great to hear this from a guest and from a donor, and for an author and, creator. And then it's a bit about Podchaser and so on, but that we could keep for some other time. So the ending paragraph is, it's easy to say that as your fame grows, so does the potential to request a monetary return for the exposure you provide. And he has a point there.
True.
Even then, it's a tough sell. And there is really have a point there. However, because everyone is so used to getting WWW, World Wide Web, content for free, and there he comes to something that we could maybe have a discussion, maybe even a debate. But Wikipedia does an effective job in the fact of that dilemma. I use Wiki all the time, and they made it easy to contribute automatically each month. So there, here you have the subscription model or the donation on a regular basis, similar to like Patreon or if you send to a think tank or on an institute or whatnot. I get notified by email each month when my bank account is debited, and of course I can turn it off anytime I want. I want because I use Wiki so much. It's worth a lot more than what I send. And he said he mentioned an amount, so in parentheses there.
Yes,
and,
I know.
And if everyone, and this is parentheses by me, if every one of our unique listeners will send that donation to, and mm-hmm. come back to stats to us, we will be really happy. And then we could, cover our cost plus more and start investing even more. But it's to get this idea, and now it's me speaking here, and understand that value that Kevin has done. Yeah. In a parenthesis, yeah, like anything else in the media, you have to be an intelligent consumer. Here to that. I'm rambling, time for bed. Take care, you guys. Kevin. Kevin Osborne at www.prometheusconnection.com. And I did that, I will include that in show notes, my comment on Wikipedia and Encyclopedia Britannica tweet. I gave a donation when I was searching for the third largest mountain in the world, because it was in Nepal and it was named, a tea was named after that. Hmm. So then I gave them a certain amount. I did a screenshot of a donation, a one-time donation, and sent a tweet to the Wikipedia Foundation. And like joking a little bit that I said that I also see value with Encyclopedia Britannica and asked if I were drinking tea at the headquarters. I didn't get any response either from Britannica or from Wiki Foundation. And of course, it's up to them to do that. But
sure.
You could think about that. And this is the whole thing, that we want our donors, guests, listeners more engaged if they want, voluntarily, because then they, in a way, will become co-producers. It's us coming up with the idea, the name is ours, the Secular Foxhole, the whole show is ours, but without listeners, without guests, without content, it's not so much of a show. And here you could really chip in and say, I like what you said, or I don't agree what you're saying, or you made me laugh, or think, or whatever, and then do a boost. And we'll come back to that. So there you will become more involved in the show and episode, if you want. You could, of course, become anonymous or send without the name and so on, but this is the future, Blair. So back again to you, your train of thought.
Right. Well, I appreciate that, Martin, what you said there, Martin, because in the future, in the near future, in fact, it's probably already being done by many podcasts through Bitcoin and Satoshis, which are pieces of Bitcoin.
Yep.
The guests get a share. Mm-hmm. So
like
that's
a split, as they call it.
Right, a split. Yeah. Thank you. Yes, the word I was looking for. And I mean, it's something that all of us can benefit from, value for value, as Ayn Rand would say.
Yeah.
And that
we
is.
We read some quotes, and I think we have permission to do that if it's short quotes from the lexicon, right?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Can I do that for you? Can I do that?
Yeah.
All right, let's do that. This is from the Ayn Rand lexicon. Quote, there is no conflict of interests among men who do not desire the unearned, who do not make sacrifices nor accept them, who deal with one another as traders, T-R-A-D-E-R-S, giving value for value. The principle of trade is the only rational ethical principle for all human relationships, personal and social, private and public, spiritual and material. It is the principle of justice, and that's from the Objectivist Ethics in her book, The Virtue of Selfishness. Another great quote is, the symbol of all relationships among rational men, the moral symbol of respect for human beings is the trader. Again, T-R-A-D-E-R. We who live by values, not by loot, are traders, both in matter and in spirit. And that's from Galt's speech in Atlas Shrugged, the greatest novel written in human history. Mm-hmm. And I'll do one more if you like.
Yeah, yes, please do.
Quote, the trader and the warrior have been fundamental antagonists throughout history. Trade does not flourish on battlefields. Factories do not produce under bombardments. Profits do not grow on rubble. Capitalism is a society of traitors, for which it has been denounced by every would-be gunman who regards trade as, quote, selfish, unquote, and conquest as, quote, noble, unquote. And that's from her great essay, The Roots of War in Capitalism, the Unknown Ideal.
And isn't that, Blair, a bit chilling?
I mean, yes.
When was this published?
That essay, probably in the early 1960s.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that nobody's listening, apparently.
And that's why I want the title for this episode will be episode 49, Trader Principle and Value for Value.
That's
so
perfect.
We have a link to Rand and then Value for Value in the Podcasting 2.0 initiative, as us call it. I will talk about initiative or movement or project with difference there in a way. It's more like nitty-gritty, but I like interesting that. So they often say it V4V, like a number four. And then the Fountainhead and Fountain App. So it's a play of words a bit. So like
sure,
the Fountain,
it is,
the source and the app that we recommend you to download for free and use. And the Fountainhead is, you said, if it's the greatest or the second greatest. And
second
there we could come. Yeah, it's and that could be a matter of taste. I've been thinking of that. And of course, Atlas Shrugged is in a way more impactful, you could say, philosophy-wise. But Fountainhead will always be, in a way, very dear to me because it was one of the first that I read.
Yeah, well, same here, actually. I was introduced to Miss Rand through the Fountainhead.
Yeah, and this is why I'm leading this into, I'm jumping back and forth here now, so keep your train of thought here, Blair.
Okay.
Mere Mortals, a podcast that we probably will send some satoshis to, because maybe they will do it back to joke.
No, let's not joke about that.
No, but it's a thing that if you listen, I will include in the show notes what they are doing to test the system, but also to joke in a serious way, but see how easy and it is to train. So we have to learn and educate and teach people who want to do this, individuals who want to do this. But why I'm saying this is that they had an episode with Dave Jones as a guest. And at the end, 1 hour and almost 2 hours there, time stay, Dave is talking, Dave Jones, that is one in this initiative, as I call it. They often call it project, but a project for me as an educated international project coordinator, you know, and a project often has a start and a finish and something in the middle, and then right. often a review, and then you maybe do another project, but the project has start and finish. But I understand it's easy to say project, but I like the initiative. It's evolving into a new, you could say, a standard. They have something called namespace, and there, that's the thing, it's a bit technical jargon, but that's containing the RSS feed that you could add certain things. For example, how you could then do the split and how you could send satoshis and other things like that. And then they have a podcast index that want to be an independent index that nobody could deplatform or close down or censor in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And in the future, we could talk about so-called self-censorship. We are not, you know, for that, and we don't in a way believe it, but you could feel pressure, internal pressure, if you get, for example, an advertiser. You for example, recommend me to listen to a podcast that I will not name, but he had lots of ads there.
Yes, yeah.
And yeah, we could leave it for that. But that's why I talk, Mere Mortals have an interesting conversation there. And there I wanted to say about maybe using the wrong word with jokely, but about reading and what you said about intellectual ideas. And maybe somewhere out there, listen to us, will start grabbing Fountainhead or Atlas or Phantom or We Were Living for the first time.
Right.
Or some other books. Maybe a guests that are appearing on our show.
Their books, yes.
Yeah, Dave said that he didn't start reading during school so much. It was in 10th grade. Then he started reading Anthem. And then he listened to the Rush album 2112. And then he said, oh, that's a connection. And
right.
then he continued.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your thoughts and comments on that?
Well, I think that's great that what Dave did. I certainly would have never heard of her unless I was introduced to her, or it may have come at a much later date than it did. So I'm grateful to my dear friend who did introduce me to the Fountainhead back in the late 70s, 1970s. And I'd like to say I haven't looked back. Once I saw from the first page of the Fountainhead, I haven't looked back.
And you are then into... we will soon have the domain when we decide how to say appendix or ending there.
Right.
But using a service called Podpage there for several reasons. For example, to be in a unique way, an effective way, and also to be found through search engine optimization. And also be able to easy to promote and show off so-called the rates and reviews in one place, and how to contact us and leave message and so on. This interaction. So again, I with this so-called wrong wording with jokely, but here I could sense, because still it's like almost 7,000 podcasts out there that have, you could say, added their podcast to the value for value model of 4 million. So it's early stage. And many of the podcasts are into crypto, into bitcoins, into tech, and also, you know, freedom of expression, freedom of speech, and so on.
Yes.
But I see many of these could be interested in the long run. But that's why I said that in the beginning, you have to, you know, play along with the people who are already into it. But I really want to spread the good word about, especially this Fountain app. So everyone that we know will that listen to podcasts or start listening to podcasts, because still it's maybe 50% that don't listen to podcasts regularly. Then, of course, it's their choice to if I want to listen to us. And then it's the next step. how much value do they think we provide? And that's the, you know, so-called, quote, then scary part, because, you know, it's up to every individual. But here you could do it in a neat way. So I will come back to that with the boost. So do you have any more think about that, or should we start doing instruction how to use the app, or do you have any?
No, I think go right into, I was going to ask if the Fountain app has a help page or...
Yeah, that's a good thing. Often you have to test it yourself, but they have a right blog post and adding features. So it's pretty self-explanatory. But again, if you're not used to app, but it is a very neat layout and design, and it's working fine, I think. And it has some neat features, especially the clips feature that we'll come back to.
Mm-hmm.
But you could create a clip, and the whole thing, they want to, you could say maybe not gamification, but in the long run, it could be somebody listen to us, create a clip from one of our episode and send to a friend and say, here's why you should listen to the Secular Foxhole. I like this part, for example. Or it could be a guest that do a clip of himself and say, I am now so-called known from internet radio or something like that or whatever.
Sure.
And then you could say curator could get something for that in Satoshis. And the whole important thing with this is that no middleman, nobody's taking any cut. The cut is when you start the first time when you use your fiat money in order or credit card in order to get some parts of Bitcoin, fractions of Bitcoin, Satoshis to your wallet, to your electronic safe wallet. You have to start there if you don't own Bitcoin already. But I think most of our listeners don't do that, except, for example, our guest, then, Mr. Wexler. So should we go, they have some instructions and they have blog posts and they are easy to reach out to. And what I like, another thing is that you get like, you could say a profile page that you get your, like an address. So like a Lightning address.
Uh-huh.
I could send to you, Satoshis, and you could send to me. And that's why I want our listeners and friends download it, because then they could send directly to us and we could send to them. I mean, that's why I said about this jokingly, you have to use the system, but it will take time. And it is some obstacles and hurdles and some tech things. But we are here to help along. And of course, Fountain. And that's the good thing. You could pick, there are several apps out there. But my so-called gut feeling is the Fountain will be one of the winning horses here in the race. So
well, I think that when Adam Curry and Dave Jones touted it on their show and had interviewed the creator of it,
that gave a huge boost,
if you will, to the app. And I think everyone who's listening now should at least look at it, download it, play with it. It's my understanding that if you're a new user, and Martin, you may know, and hopefully this is still accurate, each new user gets 1,000 Satoshis automatically. Just download.
If I don't get it, I will send. And we will get into that. Or you could ask Oscar or Nick very nicely, and maybe we'll do it. I mean, of course, it's money for them, and they have to take it. But it's a marketing way, and that's why
that's
I like.
Right,
but I'm saying with winning horse, because some could have created an app because they want it and play around it, and you could use apps for different things. That's the beauty of it. Maybe you want to have, I mean, we are not in there because that's our time, but in the future we could create so-called chapters in the episode. So, for example, a guest is starting talking of a book. Then, if you use that app, it will show up the cover of the book, for example.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So this, but this takes, you know, effort and time and energy to create this. But what kind of interesting experience you could have when you listen to a podcast? So that's what I'm saying. This is a wave of the future. So with the instructions, simple instructions, step by step, is that you download the app for free from Apple App Store or Google Play Store. Or if you want to, in a way, get connected with me directly, you use the link that I include in the show notes to fountain.fm/Lyceum. And I think Robert Beagle will get a kick of that. So I've, you know, got that username, Lyceum.
Yes.
So if you go there, then you download the app and then you get connected with me directly. And you get like a profile page. So on that page, it's two clips from, you know, we have been guests on a podcast.
That's right.
So these clips are there, and you write a short. You could write a short text about yourself also. So this is getting personalized. So I see where this could go. It's lots of things that you could do in the future.
Yeah,
But you could only, I mean, use it and listen to it without any else thing. And then the next thing then, you know, in order to get transactions of these Satoshis, you start out with adding funds to a safe electronic wallet. And we recommend a wallet called Blue Wallet. So that's free download an app called Blue Wallet, the color blue and wallet.
Mm-hmm.
And then you, in order to get these Satoshis or fractions of Bitcoin, you then have to use, you know, fiat money or credit card, charge it, and then add some Satoshis and funds there. When I used it, and depending on where you are located in the world, I used could pay with something called Swish, but that's only in the, I think, in Scandinavian countries. And then I had to buy amount of Satoshis for Swedish crowns, about $35. In your case, maybe it's less or more, I don't know, because it probably is some transactions and, you know, fees involved in order to do that. They can't do as little as 1 cent or whatever, but technically they maybe could that, but anyway. But then I got like 124,000 Satoshis.
Uh-huh.
And recently I sent 50,000 Satoshis to Podcasting 2.0 and got like a special boost from that and wrote a message. And then I could promote, you know, my own podcast, if it's relevant, of course. So,
sure.
Then you start following our podcast, The Secular Foxhole on Fountain.
Right.
And then you click on an episode and then you start listening to it. And then you listen to a segment or a part of a episode that you think is interesting, funny, thought-provoking, whatnot. I don't know, but whatever you think. And then you say, I want to boost this, like a boostogram, like you send a, you know, a thank you note somehow, with an amount. And then you could write a comment. And then we will read that comment during our show, and then we'll pick a winner in every episode, in 4 episodes, and then Fountain will send the winner 50,000 Satoshis.
That's nice.
So this is how to say, to use the system, starting getting more uses. That's the whole idea, of course. And then you could also, I haven't done that, but you could also say, similar to like a subscription or you know, listen to a podcast like or an audiobook or whatever, that every minute I want to stream so-and-so Satoshis. So if it's 1 hour and I stream so-and-so Satoshis, then I pay that through the episode. So that you could do also. So you could do different things here.
Yeah.
So that, as I said, again, it takes a bit of effort to download the app, to get sats, and then to send a donation. It's a bit of learning curve, but you will get hooked pretty soon. I see all kind of ways of using this. And I will include in the show notes a post on the value for value model that you could comment on. And that's something, now I'm adding some more that we'll talk in future episode, a service called Get Alibi. So in the future, you could send directly Bitcoin to a website or a Twitter handle or something else. Or like a YouTube, but a Bitcoin TV channel. I haven't investigated what that is. So this is very interesting that you could, by visiting a site and then see this lightning symbol, click on it somehow, and then you could then send Bitcoin to securely directly to the owner of a site, or the Twitter account, or this TV channel on the net.
Okay.
So that's called Get Alibi. Take a pause here now, and then I will do some fun facts here. If you want to use some symbolic donations, you could pick, for example, the following amount of Satoshis. 1776. What's that, Blair?
I think that's the founding of the United States.
Yeah, so that we call the Liberty Boost. So I've sent that twice to the Podcasting 2.0. And then, of course, you get a certain label. That's the guy who likes Liberty or Founding Fathers or this important year. And that amount is 0.51. So it's like this so-called artist, 50 cents or what it's called.
Yeah, 50 cents.
51 cents today. Another one that you probably like, 2112. What's that?
Well, that's the Rush album.
yeah,
from the late 70s that dedicated to the genius of Ayn Rand.
Yeah, so that the US dollar 0.61. So you see, it's a whopping amounts here, right?
61 cents, right?
Yeah, but this is no fees, no charge directly. And if all our unique listeners, and I could say that they are in the range of a couple of thousands, we will do that every time we listen to an episode.
Yeah.
That will add up.
It will. It will.
So you see the potential here, and you see why this is interesting for, you know, other places around the world.
True.
We have talked about this DeFi and all this kind of thing. And then you could have 5555, four fives. What could that be?
Well, you'll have to tell me. I don't have that in
high
front of me.
High-five boost.
High five, I see.
Like a positive thing. So that's US dollar 1.61. And maybe if you think I have presented this in a good way, you could give me a donation and Blair, 2222. And what's that?
You tell me.
That's the ducks in the row. It looks like ducks.
Oh,
then
I got
you. Could have like a sound effect, like quack, quack. Or
well, okay.
And I gave 50,000 Satoshis to Podcasting 2.0 recently, and you have listened to that episode, I think.
I did, of course, yes.
Including that in the show notes, and that's whopping $14.41.
Nonetheless,
So what do you think? What kind of number should we have for Secular Foxhole? Could it be Rand's Day? This is a big number then, but 1905-0202.
That is a big number.
But could you come up with some numbers, or could the listeners come up with that? Be creative. Like, we could have a special number.
That's a good idea. We'll have to think about that, or I'll think about that some.
And the whole thing is, as I said again, that you almost become like a co-producer or creator or curator. They reading the comments together with the donations as a segment. And they have lots of
podcasting 2.0, yes.
Now. And at the beginning, of course, realistically, we will not have money. But we want, you know, again, call to action. Please download the app. As James Valiant said, download the app, support our work, and support our guests.
Yes,
And so on. So, yeah.
Yeah, I just, let's wrap it up then here soon. Yeah. But I want to reiterate that I started this podcast because I firmly believe that Martin and I have something to say. And our guests certainly have unique perspectives that you're not going to find in the mainstream media. And and that's worldwide, by the way, mainstream worldwide. And I think we do undertake costs to do these episodes. Mm-hmm. And we would hopefully, not as a sacrifice, but as if you find value in it and you can spare whatever you can, download the Fountain app and send us some Satoshis.
Yeah. And we will be very, we include this Mere Mortals podcast, be very, they talked about transparency. So we will be that. Of course, if somebody will want to be anonymous or not divulge certain things, we will, protect that. But we have been open with our stats and our downloads and all things like that. And I'm doing that for selfish reasons as a new media advisor also, to get you, you know, start thinking about the power of podcasting.
Right.
But also, I mean, as an ending there, the donation that Kevin, again, thanks, Kevin, gave us.
Yes, thank you, Kevin.
It made us so-called floating for some times, I could say that.
Yes.
If we calculate that. So if we get that every month, we will float even better and we could reinvest in things. And we will be another episode. We'll talk more about costs and time and this kind of thing. Because that's what Dave and Adam are doing. They have day jobs also. But in order to do this, and they're doing lots of work. And this is, again, as I said here at the end, wave of the future.
Yes.
So I really think it's, this is, if you want to become a part of the second renaissance of podcasting, look into this.
I think another Rand quote is apropos for what we just said. Those who fight for the future live in it today. So I would add that there are men and women out there creating the future. And I think Martin and I are in that mix. We're bringing interesting ideas to a wider audience, and hopefully you gain benefit from that. So that's all from me, Martin. You can sum it up or wrap it up if you like.
Yeah, it's all good. So thanks, Blair, and talk to you soon again.
That's right. All right. Thanks, Martin, and everyone. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye for now.